has just turned, you know, and it just has a funny taste to it. You'd say the butter is
too old to eat. It's stale or something.
You ever call it rancid?
Yeah, rancid.
Or rank?
Yeah, rank. It's too rank. That's the word.
Rank.
Rank, yeah. Rank. Now, I like old butter to make a cake if it's not too old. I like it.
You know, I think we said something about this yesterday, but I might have forgotten. Milk. Yes, I know we did. We talked about clabber yesterday because the lady was teaching you to make cheese.
Cheese, yeah.
Did you ever make any homemade cottage cheese?
I've had it gift to me, and I could pour it out when I got home. We didn't need it.
Did they call that cottage cheese? Did they call it clabber cheese?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. Did you ever make any dessert made with apples? I know you have, and baked in a deep dish?
No, not with apples and baked, only in pies or tarts.
Now, how would a pie be? Would it?
Well, you'd make your bottom crust, you see, and put your apples in that in the top crust and cook it. You season it with a speck of butter and a little cinnamon in that apple pie. Then you make you can take the apples and cook them and roll your dough out and roll that apple up in that dough and fry it slow, maybe inside the oven, and make tarts.
Well,
I don't ever cook them no more because I can eat a whole one anytime. Great old big one. I love them.
My mother used to make something she called fried pies.
Well, that's the same thing as tarts.
That was the tarts. I haven't thought about that in
a long time. I love them.
I had forgotten about that.
I got some apples way down in the bottom of my freezer in there. I might get some out some of these days and make me some tarts.
Now,
I love them.
Did you ever make anything, you know, with the cooked apples or raw, I guess, at the time? I don't really know. But you'd make dough, like you're going to make a crust. But
yeah.
You would make them in kind of dumplings and mix them all together.
Yeah. And there's a way now, I have never made one, but you put these apples all in a pan, in a cooking long pan. And right in the center, you pour your dough.
Oh, yeah, that's that crazy crust apple
pie.
Yeah,
I haven't ever made one because he doesn't eat nothing like that. And when I make anything like that, I have to eat it myself or cut it half in two and put half in the freezer until I get hungry for some more.
Did you ever hear of apple cobbler?
Yeah,
I love it. How's apple cobbler made?
It's like a chicken pie. You cook your apples and sweeten them and then drop your dumplings in, put a crust on it if you want to, and bake it.
I
love apple and peach cobblers or what? It's wonderful.
Now that would have, you'd have little dumplings mixed
in
with
the peaches too.
Apples. Mm-hmm. And would it have a crust on the top?
Yeah, put a crust on top.
Would it have a crust on the bottom?
No, I just put my apple, put them in the pan and drop the dumplings. See, the dumplings is about done before you put the crust on. Then by the time the crust cooks, the dumplings is done. Don't let it get out too dry. You got to see that it's got plenty of juice in it. Don't let it burn.
I see. Did you ever hear of a deep dish apple pie or a deep apple
pie? Oh, that's
pie?
About the same thing as a cobbler,
it
I think.
Is.
About the same.
All right. All this that we're talking about is making me hungry.
Well, would you like a slice of cake?
No, thank you. Just the same. This is what we eat when we sit down. We eat our
meal, our breakfast, food. Our dinner, our what?
Food or
vittles. Yeah, we eat our vittles, most of the vittles.
All right. A sweet.
Where did that come from?
That's what the old folks said. We just said,
right.
We have food now.
Did you ever serve a sweet liquid that you pour over a kind of pudding?
Was that something like sauce? Make up a sauce?
And you might be put this over bread pudding or something of that sort.
Some kind of a sweet sauce you make. I don't know. I know about the only sauce I make is when I have asparagus and you make a little milk sauce and put all around in that asparagus.
Now, sauce wouldn't necessarily be sweet then.
No, that wouldn't for the asparagus. It would be sweet milk.
Food that you eat between your regular meals is a...
Generally a tea cake or slice of cake or a cracker.
You refer to this as a... I'm going to have a little...
Snack.
All right. Suppose... you ate something more than that. Suppose you went between your lunch and your dinner and got a sandwich, and you know, would you call this anything else, or would it still be a snack?
Mm-hmm. It'd be a snack, I reckon, or I might say I ate a sandwich between the meals or something.
Did you ever hear of an after meal?
Yeah.
Now, what's an after meal?